USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Two groups are suing the Biden administration over its latest plan to cancel student loan debt. The groups argue the White House doesn't have the authority to forgive the $39 billion it's promising. The lawsuit says after the Supreme Court struck down its first try to cancel $400 billion, Biden is now trying to push the new plan through using new arguments. The Supreme Court earlier ruled Congress must approve any student loan forgiveness. Police in Montgomery, Alabama say one person has turned themselves in and two others are expected to surrender in connection to a brawl at a river dock.
A confrontation ensued between the co-captain being attacked by several members of the private boat.
Montgomery Police Chief Darrell Albert said they detained and interviewed more than 10 people while investigating the incident. Video of the fight that happened Saturday went viral on social media. President Biden is taking action to protect nearly a million acres around the Grand Canyon. During a visit to Arizona today, Biden designated the area a national monument. The move protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. The shakeups continue inside the campaign team of Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis.
The Florida governor is moving his chief of staff at the Capitol over to his campaign team, putting James Uffmeyer in charge. It's just the latest shakeup in the DeSantis campaign that recently slashed its staff in an effort to save money. Uffmeyer's predecessor will remain with the DeSantis campaign as a strategist. Poll numbers show DeSantis remains a persistent and distant second place to GOP frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. Rory O'Neill, Orlando.
A Native American group was pushing hard for the Washington Commanders to bring back their old Redskins nickname. The Native American Guardians Association wrote a letter to the team to let the new ownership know about its Reclaim the Name campaign. They said Native Americans don't find the name Redskins derogatory. This is USA News.
Bobby, did we get that shipment of mesquite?
Jim's woodworking shop worked fine.
Good fit on those Japanese corners.
Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs four skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually you can only get access to a product like this.
A new report says former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's sister led a smear campaign against the women who accused him of sexual harassment.
The New York Times reports Madeline Cuomo worked under the radar for 2 years with the grassroots group We Decide New York to bash her brother's accusers online. One tweet threatened to dissect Charlotte Bennett like a frog and included a so-called bimbo photo of the former Cuomo aide in a bar wearing lingerie. Thousands of texts, voicemails, and emails obtained by the Times show how Madeline secretly orchestrated the posts, as well as provided talking points to WDNY members speaking to the media. Kristen Marks, New York.
Scientists are officially labeling July as the hottest month recorded in world history. Copernicus Climate Change Service, which is a division of the European Union's space program, announced that July's global average temperature was just over 62.5 degrees Fahrenheit. That broke the previous record set in July 2019 of just under 62 degrees. Hundreds of people are paying tribute to the late Sinead O'Connor in her home country of Ireland. Crowds lined the streets for the singer's funeral procession this morning, throwing flowers and singing along to her music as it drove by her old house. O'Connor died at the age of 56 last month. A private burial was held after the public funeral procession. One of the largest ever lottery paydays up for grabs in the next Mega Millions drawing. It happens at 11 Eastern tonight, and it's worth $1.5 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.